Good afternoon, music lovers. Thanks for being here. By golly, those of you that were here last year, you know that when our band got up to play, we got four songs into it. And, I don't mind sweating at all. It's a beautiful thing. Thanks for being here. How are you today? This is a workshop, but I also have some friends. We'll pick a little bit. We'll talk. We'll certainly take your questions. That hopefully they will be music related. And but I'd like to tell you right off the bat, you listening to Scott Vestal on the Five String Band.
Thank you.
The man with the biggest ad in the Gray Fox program. Yeah! Stephen Mogin on his Collins guitar. It just so happened. I mean, I'm a fellow that I long have admired his musicianship, and we just ran into each other about an hour ago, and it was the very last second. We said, why don't you bring your bass up here? We're really happy to get Mark Schatz on the bass. Who's that guitar player we used to play with, Mark? Just go ahead with the show that we haven't planned out yet. Bill Maher just commented on people requesting Freebird the other night, and I will not repeat what he said. Nor will I sing Freebird, but appreciate your request, everybody. Appreciate you, as they say down in the Tennessee area. I think it's in the monitor wedge that we have that little wolf going there. Yeah. I don't know if you're hearing it out front, we're hearing it perfect. Okay. Hey, we got a whole mess of microphones and wires up here. But I grew up outside Bowling Green, Kentucky, which was only 55 miles north of Nashville, Tennessee. So I did have the opportunity to listen to the Grand Ole Opry firsthand, and you've ever seen the old movie Coal Miner's Daughter with starring Sissy Paycheck? There's a scene where they sit around when she's a girl and they're listening to Grand Ole Opry, and you know, it kind of struck a chord with me because so did we in our house. And used to get to listen to all the greats, and especially the mandolin players I was very much in love with, Bill Munro, Bob Osborne, Jesse McReynolds. And so I thought everybody got to hear Bill Munro every Friday and Saturday night live. Wasn't until later, got out of high school, started traveling for a living and playing music, to find out that I was one of the fortunate ones, that I did get to hear Mr. Bill Munro every weekend, and firsthand, and got to see him play at the Ryman Auditorium, I guess probably in 1964, and he had a young little guitar player named Pete Rowan, and Skinny Pete on the guitar. And so I grew up as a fan of fiddle tunes. My dad was very much a fiddle fan, and so we got, what we're going to do is do a little fiddle number, but I'll first play it kind of like Bill Munro would have played it, and then we can branch out and everybody will get to take a solo. you stay right there. You stay where you are. You follow, this melody like a foxhound. Stay on that melody, Scott. What would Bill Monroe do? Well, for starters, he'd wear a nice looking suit and look pretty snazzy, you know. And never sweat a drop. He'd wear a white suit around here with white shoes and never get dirty. That's what Bill Monroe would do. At any rate, I'll start out then. I'm going to play it the way I first would have heard Mr. Monroe play this on the Grand Ole Opry, and then we'll branch out and show you some other styles as we go. But this one, once again, and the way he played on the mandolin is certainly different than the way fiddlers play it. But so we'll all interpret the way we like this thing as before we get done with it. Patty, on the turnpike, is gone.